Good. So a bit early. It's also good. To be a minute early is also good, no?
Everything.
Fine. So we're going to carry on with Hanogas and Mishpat and Hanogas and Yichud. We took a bit of a detour yesterday. Fine. Vice Rishon, Vice Shani. Vice Rishon, we said, was they were living with Hanogas and Yichud. And the Chuban came about because they forgot about Hanogas and Mishpat. In Bais Sheni, they were very Isaac in August HaMishpat, but they forgot about an August HaYichud. Keshu with Hashem wasn't there. Maybe try and look at it from a different perspective now. Al Pidvarim Eilu, Reish Pei Ches. Al Pidvarim Eilu, Novin Haiti Ves Divrei HaGemara. Nizgal Avoynim, Nizgal HaKitzom. Achreinim Lo Nizgal Avoynim, Lo Nizgal HaKitzom. We did this, but I want to just go through it again. The Gemara in Yuma there says, that the first bais, the Aveiro was revealed, and therefore the end of the Golas was revealed. The second bais Amigdash, the oven wasn't revealed, and therefore the end wasn't revealed. Pirish, Rishonim Avoinim Hayu Begolui. In the first bais Amigdash, the Aveiros were Begilui, they were revealed. Shvichas Domim Gilui Arayth and Avodah Zorah is very hard to do in the recesses of your heart. You have to actually do something chitzoni. Achivin shesosof eisha ava bal rabim nizgal akitzom. But nevertheless, they still had this enormous ava for Hashem burnt inside of them. As the end, the goddess came to an end. Achreinim nilis gal avoinim ki al kain chitzoni ma'isin nekima kol rabo. On the outside, they were complete. They were very frum. On the outside, they looked wonderful. V'rak bepnimiyosom, in the inner recesses. They were lacking the inner fire of Avas Hashem. And therefore, we're still in the Golas. So the end hasn't been revealed. When the problem is in the neshama of the relationship between Klal Yisrael and the husband and Hashem, akilkulu habi yote chamu. Much, much worse. At Kiloni's Gola Kitzom, we're still in Golas. Ubakach Mavara Goin, Goin Vilna says, Alaub the Kigolas by Srishan Haisibide Bovel, Vilu Golas by Shenu Haisibide Edom. Why was the first bus destroyed by Bovel and the second one by Rome? Well, historically, that's who was leading the. No, that's Bobomysis. Nothing to do with historically, nothing. The one was by Bovel, the one was by Edom, says the Goin. In the first bais, it was just the external behavior that was mukulkal. I say, God, it's but they bubble shenim shola legamel. Bubble in the four animals that are compared to the four goluses, bubble is a camel. Right? What's the characteristics of a camel? Hagamel simon tumosoi hu chitzoini. It's simon of tuma is external. Koinim pashis parsa. Vilipinayasa hutaho humalagoro. The camel doesn't have a cloven hoof, but he does chew the cud. The chew the cud is an inner hidden thing, and the hoof is an external thing that you can see. That's why the bobble, the golos of bobble, is matim to the golos of vice rishon, because there they're very zumagale. But the pnimis was intact, so to the camel. Chitzoni his tuma, but pnimis is toho. Clear?
At the end of Shanim, very few people come back from Babel.
I don't know. Maybe I'm saying Zeloano Sechshav. Could be. I don't know. Zeloano Sech. First of all, we're trying to understand why they went to Golos and how they went to Golos, and you see them at Timkite. That a Dafka was Bovel that sent the first bais into Golos. Okay. Yeah, there was Tainas, they never came back. Well, that's a story there. Okay. So, Ezra also, okay. Who ainu mafris passer, the ilu bibnaisu to, gumalagor, rak chitzin yosef tame, only his external is tame. Maisava chitzinim ainu kuhugan, his external behavior is not good. Numazo is Golos by Shani, shisham chitzinim saisa shlema. In the Vaisheni, where the external behavior was Sholem, Haromainim, שהחריבו היו כחזיר. Rome is compared to a chazir. So the chazir, what happens by him, chitzin yosav, who mafus pasa. He has the correct footwear. Ach pnimi yosav tameh, but he's not maligar, pnimi yomis is tameh. He puts forward a very from external look, but inside he's rotten. Ein ava, ein keshin baroylam, kechazi zeh, she'enu maligar, pnimi yosav. Like we said, sorry, I just have to deal with this, unfortunately. Who are Shedi Banu? Avoid a ruchni is the enemy in a kalot. Avoid a azan a shalev, ben stern, August, Eli, he are shlemis. As we mentioned, these two avoiders, Hanogas Amishbat, August of Yichud, are not very easy at all. And to be able to balance them and to dilute them and work with the two of them together. That's called shleimus, but that's not poshut. Because Shem is at Hashem is barach natzlich b'mishimuzu yivne b'isamikdash hashlishi b'meirah b'yamayim. What will happen when we manage to put these two hanhogas together properly? That's by shlishi. By shlishon was lacking the one thing. By sheni was lacking the other. By shlishi needs both in place. That's why we can't ignore it, much as we would like to. We can't. How do we do this? How do we mishalev these two? The matarash neida ketsa v'mes evshel azon ben shtei anogos elu. By the way, this is everywhere in Torah. You won't find this anywhere not in Torah. This having to bind together and live with two opposites. That's Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. Avram is chesed, Yitzhak is gvura. Two extremes. Who's Yaakov? Tiferes. He balances the two together and he brings them out. You'll see that everywhere in Torah. There's nowhere where you won't see that happen. It's everywhere. It's Abba Ima Ben. It's everywhere. But Matarash and Eid Akeit of MSF Shalazon Ben Shnei Anogasa Elu, Anogasa Mishba, Anogasa Yichud, Dainu La'av El Yire Shamecho, Aleinu Lilmoid Me'ad Keitza the Koshbohu Manhiges Ha'ilam Ban Hogasa Yichud. In order to understand how we live with these two extreme opposites, mutually exclusive opposites, we have to understand a little bit about how Kodesh Baruch Hu manages the world through Hanogas HaYichud. Because Hanogas HaYichud doesn't really have that much to do with me. Let's see what the Ramchal says in Das Tfunis on this subject. Says the Ramchal like this. Ki be'emes. Kol hara hanimtza ba'olam, all the evil that's found in the world, and there's a lot of it, in case you had a notice. Yeah. Einoinu ele kedei le'amid es b'nei adam b'nisoyim. It's all there to put us in a position of nisayon. Kloima, hara einoinu metzias kavua. Evil's not a fixed reality. Ele zeu metzias shetzricha l'chaleif min oilam. Something that's going to disappear from the world. The world's going to come to its ultimate fruition where you don't need evil in the world anymore. We need to get to the point where Hashem is Melech al Kol Haaretz. And on that day, he's one and his name's one. What does that mean? Any idea what we say when we say those words? Not a clue. Let's not understand. Why he's not one and his name's not one? And he's not Melech al-Kol Haaretz? No, then he will be. Now, somehow he's not one. It doesn't say that. It might be a teret. It might be a teret. But now it is that, but we just don't see it. Kol Olam Yakim Malchus Hashem. The whole world will recognize Malchus Hashem. Let's maybe get it closer. Kola Risha, Kola Ka'oshim Tichle. All evil would just flip away like smoke. Hanogas HaMishpat, Ani Yochel La'aviyah Sa'ilah B'matzeh L'matzeh Kizeh. Hashem, Hanogas HaMishpat, HaSeidah Boru V'Kfur Mirosh. Hanogas HaMishpat can't bring the world to that ultimate fruition. Because Hanogas HaMishpat, everything's musuda and clear and fixed from the beginning. If I said tov, the kabel toiv. If I said leisa ra, the kabel ra. There's no games. The schavoinish, there's good produces good and bad produces bad. And sipa shara is bottle. In another samish, but so why should evil be nullified? Shara meyega adam magir lo bedin. The person has evil in his life, it's coming bedin, magir, mida keneged mida. The good that comes to a person also comes with din, mida keneged mida. Kach, shemitzad anogus ha-mishpat, matzav ze yoicha lamshich kol hazman. As far as anogus ha-mishpat is concerned, this carries on forever. What's the problem? It has to carry on forever because the good needs to have a response of good. The bad needs to have a response of bad. That can never end. Aval zeh lo hu ha-tachlis. That's not the purpose of the world. Hashem has no interest in producing, giving to us for the work we do down here, the goodness and the benefits and the pleasures of this world. That's not what he wants. He wants us to celebrate in eternity. That can't at all be according to our deeds and our mitzvahs. The reward that Hashem wants to give us is all kashur to what we do. We can't do enough. Therefore, you have to have something that's functioning in the world that is not toluba mishpat or bahagbola shel schav oinish, or that's limited by schav oinish. Well, that's not whiplash. You just said that the world can't function, can't just function in Agus HaMishpat. What's an Agus HaMishpat? Tzadik v'toivlo, Rosh v'ralo. That's Torah Shabik Sav. If you do the mitzvahs, you'll get rain. If you don't, you won't. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. We mentioned that earlier. That's an Agus HaMishpat. In Agus HaMishpat, you can't have Tzadik v'ralo v'Rosh v'toivlo. Because Mishpat says you can't. Mishpat says there's scha for good and oinish for bad. Tzadik v'ralo says no, there's oinish for good and there's reward for bad. Mashu lo Mr. Depo. You can fit it to Agus HaMishpat?
Because it's not all
enough.
Every bad, every Russian has some good.
Every bad, some bad. So you're trying to explain. In this world, maybe. I mean, you're not mechadishing anything yet. The Rishonim already said. No, I'm saying the Rishonim already said. The Rishonim is trying to understand something called Tzadik V'ralo V'losh V'loivlo, they explain it in the world of another Samishpa. Is that there's a Tzadik who did a bit of evil, yeah? But he's a Tzadik, so give a bit of an honest, yeah? So he can go to the next world clean. And the same as the Rosh, who did a bit of good, so give him his reward, yes, he doesn't get any Olam Haba. Tov, tzarich yom. We may come away with a slightly different pshat on tzarich v'ralo v'ralo v'ralo. You're right. In the classic sense of it, you could. I think he's driving at something else. Let's see. Very good. Okay. Haramit gaber vid gabrut atzuma she'en lemale mimen. Evil starts strengthening itself and growing to the point where there's nothing in its way anymore. Tzadikim misyasrim biyusurim she'en roim lem mipat maseh. Tzadikim start sufferings which are not in accordance with their deeds at all. See, take that out of it here. But in the next world, they're going to get enormous schar for that. In this world, there's suffering. You don't deserve the suffering. You know why? Because in the next world, you're going to get unbelievable schar that you don't deserve either. Not because you suffered, you'll get schar for the suffering. It opens up a hanhoga of being able to do things outside of the marechet of schar v'onesh. When a person gets suffering, shelo magielo, even according to what you said earlier. What you said is true, by the way. This doesn't mean that's not true. It's just we're dealing with a different marechet here. They're getting more suffering than their avarers deserve. Let's forget that Hashem is very medaktek in his with his chassidim. He judges them way beyond the norm. They now deserve reward. They get reward that is way above their deeds. They get reward that's way above what schar v'onesh can do. Now, Bedin, they get it. The same way they were makabel the Yisurim that they didn't deserve. Besimcha. So too, the scha that will be given to them there is also not according to their deeds. But because they were makabel the Yisurim besimcha, they will get the reward. Moshel Adam Adam Adam, it is hard to understand. Personally wants to be tested in a certain professional field. As he mitkadems in the mikzo, it gets harder and harder. First year is easier. Second year, by the time he gets to fifth, sixth year, the final exam. To see whether he's going to get the degree in the end or not. Is that the hardest of them all? How do you know you got to the end of the line? When you get to the hardest test there was. Now you know you got to the end of the story. All the days of the world was to the evil in the world was to give us a nisayon, to test us, whatever that means, and to give us challenges and problems that we could withstand. The reward you get, the eternal reward you get now, comes midin, no mechesed. Din, you did this, you get that. You push that button, that light goes on. Midin. However, when the evil gets unleashed, almost an unlimited unleashing of evil, you're in the final examination now. We're in a new world now. You're in a new world. You didn't notice. Anybody living today thinks that he's in the same world that he was living in a year ago or a month ago? The test now is very different. When we'll withstand this test, then there's no more need for evil in the world and the evil will disappear. You won't have it anymore. You won't need it because there's no need for it. Like we mentioned yesterday. When the lights go on, when you, Ani Yosef, not just will you know you've been redeemed, but you'll understand why all the evil was actually good. There was no evil. It was all good. Haramchal Magdi Zois Bemimer Acheres. I read a brush.
Turned everything on his head. The whole premise of the whole Sefer is Hashem loves us once, gives the ultimate good. We don't want handouts.
What is it? What's it? What's it? Calm down.
No, it doesn't matter.
One second. phrase your question like a question, not like an outlet, first of all.
You're
asking a good question. You're asking a great question. There's nobody here. Nobody has enough experience to know that you're asking a question. Just ask a question. If it's true what he's saying here, then how do we understand bread of shame? Then how do we understand bread of shame? No, because that's bread. What's the corollary of that?
It's punishment, it's undeserved, unearned punishment in order that that would overcome the bread.
So there's two questions. First of all, you're giving me a reward I don't deserve. So that takes you back to the bread of shame problem. But the Chovas HaLevavos is a kasha, the Chovas HaLevavos is a kasha. When he discusses, he doesn't discuss it in this terminology, but he says there's reward that a person gets that's above that he doesn't deserve. Now everybody bounces and what about bread of shame? That's number one. And number two is, how can you give me Yisurim? How can you give me Yisurim? Shlom Ageli. That's nothing but bread of shame.
No, because that would complicate the bread.
Then it's back to Schav Oynesh, but then it's back to Schav Oynesh. Oh, some sense, it's back to another. Oh, good. So you're asking good questions, but it doesn't have to be. We noticed. I'm saying take the frustration out of it because it doesn't do any good. The intensity and the frustration doesn't allow you to just ask the curious question. You have to be curious. I warned you when we started this, okay? It's better not to learn this sugya. Haramchal Magde Zois Bemilim Achayros. The Ramchal says it slightly differently. Ein Yitro Na'o Nike Ele Mitoich HaChoshech. You can't appreciate the dark, the light, except against the backdrop of dark. Hanoga Sayichidu Levarek Yakorish Bochu Echad. Kloima Shekol Drocho Vahanagoisov Echad Haimon. The Hanoga Sayichu. And listen carefully, is there to reveal and to clarify that Hashem's one. What does that mean? That everything he does and all his pathways are all one. Lahetiv b'nei Yosef, to bestow good on his creatures. That's what it means, Hashem Echad. He has no other goal in life other than to do good for me. Even the evil in the world fits into this paradigm. It's for the good. And there's no reason for evil to exist. Kol Zman, it's not there to fulfill Hashem's purpose of good. There aren't two powers in the world, Chas V'Chalila. Evil is also part of the Bria, also part of the Yeshman of Hashem's Bria. Maybe we don't understand that. And therefore, it's also only there for one reason. To get me to Gan Eden. Because that's all Hashem cares about. Is getting me to Gan Eden. Kekol shera mitchazek, mitatzem umitgaber. As the evil gets stronger and more powerful and more widespread, and it seems like there's nothing you can do to stop it. There's no way to stop it. He'll just disappear. Boom. And then you'll understand how unbelievable this light is against the backdrop of that darkness. It won't be some theoretical apprehension. You'll be able to taste it. It's dafka, the darkness, the unbelievable darkness. We live in a world that's so dark, we don't even know our darkness. That shows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in every place. There's nothing separate from him. The furthest possible thing that could be from Hashem is also kushul Hashem. The worst evil in the world, because it doesn't have its own independent existence. If evil had its own independent existence, we're in a lot of trouble. But it doesn't, because nothing has its own independent existence. That's what Ein Oid Mil Vado means, Hashem Echad. There isn't anything else other than Hashem. How that happens, I'm not going into. The mechanics is that's a big sugya in Kabbalah, we don't understand how from Hashem can come something that's evil. Tov ani lo nichlas la sugya zeh. But we know that it does. Nimtzeinu lamdin ki al manas she'olam yegei al tikuno, HaKadosh Baruch Hu k'riyachol tzarich ligroim litgabrus hara. In order for the world to come to its end, that's what Chaim Kanievsky said after the Twin Towers. He said, you must just know it's going to get worse and worse. As we get closer and closer to the end, the evil has to get worse and worse and worse. That's why you need Yishmael. It's a discussion why Dafkin has to come from Yishmael. Because Yishmael's everywhere. When you're fighting Babel, it's very easy. Just chop off Babel's head and you beat Babel. Come chop off Yishmael's head. Try and beat Yishmael. Try beat him. Tell me how you're going to do it. Militarily, show me how you're going to win a war against Yishmael today. Where are you going to fight him? The greatest powers, atomic powers in the world, are being brought to their knees by Yishmael. And who's Yishmael? A bunch of kids with stones and knives and Molotov cocktails. And you've got atom bombs and jets. You can fly 650 airplanes into Gaza. You know how big Gaza is?
Nothing.
650 fighter jets drop bombs on Gaza in one night. And Gaza is still sending missiles into Israel. It's also Hashem. 650 airplanes on Gaza? There's no way to park 650 airplanes on the ground in Gaza. It's too small. And they're still going strong. They'll be back in two or 3 years. They'll have replenished all their things. They'll have rebuilt their panels. They'll be back. If we don't get it right before then. How do you want to war against these guys? They're everywhere. What are you gonna do? Kill a few of them? It's gonna help. There'll be more to take their place. No, when you're fighting a war against the country, somebody has something to lose. Syria doesn't want to lose Syria. Israel doesn't want to lose Israel. So there's a certain gedarim about how you're gonna go to war. Yeah? We'll bomb your capital, fine. We'll bomb your capital. No, we don't want our capitals bombed. What kept Russia and America away from each other's throats this long? Is because they have something to lose. You have something to lose, so then you're open to negotiations. You're open to restraint, but you have nothing to lose. Who are you going to bomb? Where are you going to bomb? Whose head are you going to chop off? Which capital are you going to destroy? They're everywhere. It's a posuk. This is not anthropological observation. It's the psukim. He's everywhere. What are you going to do? And he's the fastest growing religion in the world, besides anything else. There's a Bedouin village not far from where I live called Rahat. 25 years ago, there was a mosque. There was a mosque. Today, it's a city already, a town, whatever you want to call it. 25 years ago, there was one mosque in the whole of Rahat because the Bedouins are not that religiously orientated. There was an application to build another one. It was turned down because there wasn't enough demand. Yeah. Today, there's over 20 mosques in Rahat. It's becoming more and more Islamified. I was driving past there on Thursday. My son told me to turn around and go back the other way because he's shooting at the cars on the side of the road. Bedouin, Makesha Bedouin to shooting people. Bedouin don't have any interest in this. They're not Bedouin anymore. They're now Muslims. Finished. Game over. They're everywhere. What are you going to do? That's his Gabrus Hara. That's also Hashem. You know, Yishmael is the only goddess we're going up against at Hashem's name in his name. You know why he's called Yishmael? Why is he called Yishmael? Where did his mother get the name from? Hashem told him what to call him. Hashem told her what to call him. The three people that Hashem told what to call their name. Yitzhak, Yishmael, and Yishofa. The mothers were told by Hashem what to call their children. There's only three people in the whole of Tanakh that Hashem told them what to call them. Yishmael got his name from Hashem. And Hashem's name is in his name. There's no poshut golos. But it's there to remind you, no matter how bad it gets, it's a gam Hashem. That's an August Sayichu. Nimtzal elamdin, ki almanas ra'ilam yegi al-tikun. Ha'yakolosh bohu ve'ochot tzarech li'groim li'gabru sara. Hashem has to allow this evil to unleash itself. מצב זה של שכר ועונש לא ניתן בשום אופן לכוונות סוי להסגברוס הרע. According to שכר ועונש, הנוגע של המשפט, you could never get so much evil. שאין הוא אלא מה שאדם הביא על עצמו. That's only what a person brings upon himself, and nobody brought upon himself this bad. כפי שנאמר, תיאס שחרי הסכו, היסורים שבו עליו אינו אלא מכוח הסיוסוי, אסרה בעין השם. The yisurim that are coming upon you are only because of the evil you did in the eyes of Hashem. Im yaitizev maisav yeletov. And if you'll do tshuva and improve, it'll turn around, it'll be good again. So I call tolu b'yadu, because everything's dependent on you. That's an hongos on mishpah. V'akol chachnim tzev b'matzev shel tigboiris hara, what we're living with at the moment, yaitziz ha'anhoga megidre ha'mishpah to megidre schav oynesh. The evil's broken the boundaries of what's called mishpat and schav oynesh. Shere adarabba, harashay matzlichim. Rasha v'toiv lo. Ulamusam ha-tzadikim me'ayinim ha-mishpalim. The tzadikim ha-mamash down on the ground. Hanoga zu nikras hanoga sayichu. Ki zu shemagale ki kol ha-shet t'choylo ba-oilam b'meshe kol sheshes alfei ha-shonim. Because that is being revealed now in the world. That everything that's happened for the last 6,000 years, hayvil tachlis achas v'yechida. It's all aimed at one point and one point only. Breakers by Hashem. Everything in the world, the whole world is created for one reason and one reason only. To get me into Olam Haba, to get me to have this kesher nitzchi with Hashem. And that's what's happening now. The final birth pangs are horrific. There was a buyer, no, who said, Robber, if Mashiach come, but let me not live to see it. Who wants to live in a door with it? But Gashmis and Ruchnias, the Yisurim are going to be Noire Vayoyim, Aval Ze Echot, the Gamashem. The Gamashem. Okay. The Ma'od Kashe Lavin, I'm not going to try and explain it. You have to take up the Sefer and go through it again a couple of times. The Ma'od Lo Pashut to understand the Sunnah. Look, we have a lot of loose ends here. Don't draw any conclusions yet. I don't know what you guys are writing. I'm just reading and translating what's written here. I'm not adding anything. That what? Marechet is a system. Is Geret is a fence, a frame. Sorry?
Before the world that was two external entities. No, it's inside.
There's two problems. There's the that it's inside Eretz Yisrael, but there's another problem that's deeper. It's inside the Torah world. Up till the Second World War, all our battles and wars were with an external enemy. Yeah, there was communism, there was Christianity, there was Tachvatat, Kola Kola Golos is all along the way, yeah? Today, the Milchoma is internal. It's Machloikas, and it's Tznias, and it's Dos, and it's Hin, and it's internal. There's nobody outside of us that's stopping us from keeping Torah mitzvahs. Anybody had a problem coming to Davening today because there was a going not letting you come to Davening? We may get there still. I'm not saying it's finished yet. If they're burning shuls, then Rahman al-Islam. I don't know what it'll be. But there's no milchoma against your Yiddishkeit today. In most places in the world, even in Iran, you can daven freely. Yidden are not persecuted as, say, even in Iran, because of their Jewishness. They have shuls, they can daven. There's anti-Semitism, on Ilo Malo, well, Savir, even in the worst, most anti-Semitic country in the world, they can still. So that's which it says. Akosh Bochu, you do it, you do it, that we want to do the Rotzen Hashem. Of a Mama Fria, what it prevents us? Shibuda Umois, Vahasol Shebi Issa. There's two things preventing me from doing your will. The Goyim, that they don't let me, and the Yetzer Hara. Today, only one of them is relevant. The Goyim are stopping you from keeping Torah and mitzvahs. You can go to Hashem and say, Hashem, I really want to learn Torah, but the Goyim are not letting me. Excuse me, sir. You sit in an air-conditioned based midrash with tea and coffee and milk, and there's also cake and fruit sometimes and whatever. beautiful Beis Midrash. No one's mafreeing you. You got the little corner here the whole day. You tell me you're not learning because the goyim are mafreeing you? Now's the excuse. So why aren't you learning? So it's all because it's an internal battle. We're fighting the internal. That's by Sheni. By Rishon, the internal was intact. The Avos Hashem was intact. But they were doing external avairas. Besada, I'm not saying it's good, but they came back. When the external is very frum, sure looks more frum. Ah, ni more frum, no? You don't know about frum, yeah? But inside it's rotten. That means your problem's not the goyim anymore. I'm not saying the goyim aren't a problem, but that's not what's stopping us from keeping Torah mitzvahs. It's not because of the shibud ha'umos. What's stopping us keeping Torah mitzvahs is my own internal battle. That's where the yusurim is.